After a long break, we are back and ready for another edition of the Colts Corner podcast. Today, we will have discussions with Jason Cerubi and Jordan Goldstein, members of the Hills West varsity baseball team. We'll also have a quick lax recap. And the softball team still in the playoffs as they look to continue their push in the playoffs. And, of course, a quick sports recap. We're ready to go. Let's do it. We're back and better than ever for another edition of the Colts Corner podcast. I'm Douglas Satuca alongside Benjamin Dixon, Maddie Gold, and Mike Garofa is our producer today.
Great to see you, Doug. Great to be back.
It is really great to be back, isn't it? All right, so we have two guests today. First, Jason Cerubi, senior leader on the Hills West baseball team, which made it through game one of the playoffs, but were defeated against Eastport South Manor and North Babb, and were eliminated from the playoffs. But overall, very successful season for the boys. Last year, they went 9-11, missed out on the playoffs. This year, back in it, had a great season led by, of course, Cerubi and some freshman talent, which we'll get to later with Goldie. But we have Jason Cerubi here. So I know you wanted to be famous, so we have you in here.
I wanted to be famous, and I got that dream.
All right, so you did get the, so his dream is coming true.
Another dream coming true on the Colts Corner podcast.
I mean, we're just making dreams.
It's what
happen.
We do. It's what we do.
It really is what we do. So you were on the 9-11 team, and you guys have spoken about the difference between last year and this year. What really was the main difference?
Team chemistry. There was no team chemistry last year. Everyone was all really just for themselves, and we just weren't a unit like we were this year.
So this year they were more of a unit.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So, obviously, you're a senior, moving on. Baseball day is not over, right? Playing in college.
Yeah, playing in college.
But what are you going to miss most about your days playing in high school?
Just the kids I've been playing with for the past four years of my life.
So the last 4 years of your life?
Team chemistry, all that stuff.
The kids I've been playing with the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to you that now you're pretty much done playing baseball with those boys?
It's just sad, that's all.
Just sad.
Just sad.
Yeah, I understand that.
Gotta miss my boy Doug, Han.
Han. All right. Definitely. So, also, this year was great. What did Ethan, as the team captain, Ethan McMenemy, mean to you?
Ethan was a great captain all year. He really showed himself as a player and as a leader for all of us. He made us all better. That's what he was supposed to do. He did it.
You're going to miss the short fencing, right?
Definitely going to miss that short fencing, right? That thing... It was great.
Yeah, that got you a couple home runs. I mean, so, where would you be? Where are you going for college?
Ithaca
for baseball. So, yep. Good luck to Jason Cerubi.
Great job.
You are now famous due to your time on the Colts Corner podcast.
Been an honor.
So great to have him in. And now we're gonna move it over to the freshman. So, senior to freshman talent. Here comes Jordan Goldstein.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you for having me today. Really appreciate
it. All right. Perfection. So last year on the JV squad that went 17-2, you played a vital role.
Yes, sir.
Now you got called up. How did you feel once you got called up? Were you lacking confidence? What was going on when you first came up?
The first day, I actually came up. To be honest with you, I didn't know really what to expect. I was thinking, you know, maybe some hazing from the seniors. Maybe, you know, just a little bit of struggles from the beginning. But both of those things didn't happen at all for me. I just got welcomed in with open arms from these seniors and juniors, of course. And I'm so grateful for that. And got off to a hot start, continued it all through the season, and very grateful for that.
Obviously, a freshman on a varsity team, mostly consisting of upperclassmen. So, like you said, welcomed in. But the baseball, the playing aspect of the game, what was the transition like moving from JV to high-level high school baseball?
Well, the transition from last year was, I wouldn't say it was too high where I couldn't handle it, but it was a good amount of, you know, it was pretty high because, you know, JV kids are nothing like these varsity kids. I haven't seen a lot of, you know, JV kids hit the gym like all these varsity kids. A lot of stronger kids, a lot of, you know, big men I'm playing against that I've never played against before, but I fared well versus the competition this year and hope to get better.
So obviously a good season this year. What do you think the future entails for this group?
I'm going to be honest with you. I believe there was only about 2 to 3 starting seniors this year, so we have a very young squad. I'm really looking up to next year to see where we can go. We're also dropping to the A division next year. So I'm really hoping to see what we can do next year and hopefully go farther than we did this year.
So great to have Jason Cerubi and Jordan Goldstein in studio with us. We really appreciate both of you guys showing up.
Thank you.
And next season should be great. Just one thing, I was on that team as well, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, in my sporting career.
You can cry.
Would you say you love them all, Doug?
I do love them all. They were great, great guys. Really just felt the family vibe with those guys, really comfortable with each other, and it was a great season, a lot of great stuff to come. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll move on to lacrosse playoffs. Maddie, you got anything?
Yeah, you know, the lacrosse team is one that has been pretty consistent over the past couple years. You know, made a lot of playoff runs, made the playoffs last year. Always have had a lot of talent. Cam Mulay last year, now obviously he's at Duke for lacrosse. There's been a lot of Dylan McManus, staple of the team, been on there past 4 years. So look, coming into this season, there were definitely some very high hopes, you know, coming off of a first round playoff loss last year, Rocky Point. And things at times didn't look like they were going to be easy. They had a coaching change midseason, mm-hmm. very early on. That was difficult for, you know, the players to adjust. You know, coaches handle stability of the team. They're really the focus point. So they were able to overcome that and, again, get to the playoffs where there were high expectations, but, again, fell kind of short.
Yeah, I feel like every year we speak about the talent of the lacrosse team, but they haven't been able to get out of the first round since it's been a while. Around, like, 2013, I believe, something around there. They haven't won a first-round playoff game. So the talent's definitely there, but they just can't get over the hump. But next year, still a lot of returning talent. Justin Brown, Gerald Filardi, Christian Mulay, all back.
Mike Leva, who yes. definitely made some major contributions this season.
Definitely. So a lot of returning guys maturing.
It just seems that they have to put it together, get the chemistry aspect of the team. Something seems off with that.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. It seems like it's something that is intangible. It should work.
Well, I'm not going to say the team camaraderie, the chemistry is a problem mm-hmm. because you were talking about the coaching change, Coach Hagen's coming in, and everyone's telling me how much they love Hagen's, and really, they were able to pick up some big wins. I know they beat East Islip in a OT game at home that was on TV.
They also beat the team that they lost to last year, Rocky Point, in a double overtime win, which was a big
big win, yeah.
Big win.
They definitely showed some flashes this year, but definitely a bright future, and look to have a better season next year.
Well, they need something to start clicking. I mean, obviously, they've got a great team, but I think once they get something that just starts to click, they might actually get the success that they've been hoping for a few years.
Mike? Way to be.
Great work, Mikey. I just wanted to add in, because I really didn't want to forget this, but just some awards for the baseball team. All-County was Ethan McMenemy, Mike Draskin, and Aiden Tornquist, and All-League was Jason Cerubi, Ethan McMenemy, Mike Draskin, Mikey Frieda, Jordan Goldstein, and Aiden Tornquist. So I just wanted to get all those awards in there because I thought that just shows you how great of a season it was, and next year should be great. So from the diamond to the smaller diamond with just dirt in the infield, softball, definitely a bigger ball as well, and it's yellow. So
you're big and yellow. Softball expert, Douglas Atuka.
Yes, I am, actually. I do the book every Sunday morning for
wow.
my dad's
do
league.
You?
Wow.
Yes.
Nice job, Doug.
8 o'clock commitment
men's,
right there for BP.
Men's slow pitch softball, one of the greatest.
Really electric.
Really great.
Me and Ben know all about it, camp. Great stuff. It really is electrifying. But on the girls' side, they're going on some kind of run here. Only 8 teams left. They're one of them. And they've got a game today against William Floyd at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's obviously a double elimination tournament, just like baseball is. First playoff game, able to take down Smith Downey's 7-5. Lost to Lindenhurst the next one, and came up with a big win yesterday against Belport. I know some people playing well. Jillian Weinstein, Caleb Perry having some good impact games out there. And, yeah, they'll be out against William Floyd today. Good luck to the girls. And look out for an article by myself, Ben Dixon, and Brian Flatow.
Yeah, that is at home. We will have articles on baseball, softball, and lacrosse in the upcoming print. So be aware for that. Game today, 4 p.m. at home for the girls softball team as they will look to continue. If they keep winning, they keep playing every day. So they won't end for a while if they just keep on winning. They do have that one loss. So the double elimination now is single for them. So one more loss and they're done. But they're on some kind of a magical run, and you'd really love to see it.
We've seen a few of those this year. I mean, with football and soccer both, they both did very well in the fall. And then softball's clearly taking the reins right now and are really doing a great job in this spring season, being the highlight of the spring sports right now. And I feel like they've gone really unnoticed. I mean, I haven't heard much about it, but I think it's great that they're doing so well and they're finally getting some more success for spring sports.
They definitely have other senior. They're more of a senior-led team, which I mm-hmm. think is definitely important. Other seniors, Danielle Fatabene, Michelle Kaplan, also contributing. And I think that definitely makes a difference when you're talking about these teams. They have more seniors.
Yeah, 100%. So that senior leadership is a big quality. So from high school to professional, we'll go to more playoff talk with the NBA playoffs. In the final four teams left, the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. So what we spoke about a while ago, I know we haven't had a podcast in a really long time, but we spoke about definitely the Rockets and Warriors contesting for a finals appearance and the Cavs and the Celtics. I had the Raptors there, but they're just a failure.
I told you that.
They're just
mistake.
A failure. They can't get it done. They just can't beat LeBron. But if you look at these four teams, there's just a lot of talent on all sides of the ball. And in the East, I just don't know if anyone could beat LeBron.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Cavs now down 3-2.
Yep.
And LeBron obviously putting on a show in these playoffs. But the thing with the Cavs is they're really not that talented outside of LeBron. And their backcourt has struggled. It's been a different series, home and away, for both the Celtics and the Cavs backcourt. I know last night, George Hill and J.R. Smith had a minimal impact. But so it's going to go game six in Cleveland, hoping to force a game seven. I think they will. But I think the thing for the Cavs is they might get to the finals. I don't think they'll be good enough to beat either the Warriors or the Rockets.
Yeah, I agree.
I think not at all.
But obviously LeBron in the GOAT discussion, having a great playoffs. But the Cavs really aren't that talented this year. But we'll see what happens.
I think the most interesting story concerning LeBron is where is he going to go after this season?
Oh, give me a break. Can we get through the playoffs, please?
No, because they're going to lose. Or not. They're not going to lose, but they're going to lose in the finals.
Yeah, let's get through the playoffs first. So but, it's just difficult for me, to go up against LeBron because I've been wrong so many times, especially with the Raptors, thinking that they could actually pull something off. Meanwhile, they're one of the just one of the biggest failures in playoff history. Really embarrassing.
And they did fire their coach, Dwayne Casey.
Yeah,
even though
he's about to win Coach of the Year.
He might. I think Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I agree.
Boston will win, but
well, the playoffs really would have boosted his position, especially Brad Stevens out coaching the 76ers and Brown. So it's just tough for me to go up against LeBron because he's proven me wrong so many times. But down 3-2, the team is really not. It's tough for them. It's going to be tough.
LeBron has been in bigger holes before, so I wouldn't say I'm necessarily.
I'm not going to count him
I'm
out.
Not going to be worried yet until the Cavs are on the brink of elimination with a minute left and they're losing. So,
don't
count out LeBron until that point.
So Cavs in seven?
We'll see.
Cavs in seven.
No.
I got it right
don't
now.
Have
it
a, don't
Cavs
have
in seven.
Yet.
LeBron will be
I'm going Celtics.
Unbelievable.
In six.
Okay.
In Fair. Six.
In six.
No, I'm going to agree with you there, though. Cavs in seven. But let's talk a little bit about the other playoffs.
Yeah, this is a good one.
The Golden Knights, what a story. Vegas going to the Cup.
I thought you were talking about Golden State. Golden Knights.
I think we're in hockey, but I don't know. I don't know the slightest.
It is hockey. Okay, cool.
It is hockey, Garoff. Cool. Yes.
I mean, it's a great story.
Just back away.
It is one of the greatest stories in all of sports history. I almost have to, right? Is that a stretch or no?
No.
No.
Right? That is.
Top,
yeah.
top three stories in sports history.
Even a team last year, and now they're fighting for a Stanley Cup championship. It's just like mind-boggling, honestly.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Marc-Andre Fleury putting on some great performances in net, and the other Eastern Conference team in the finals, Washington Capitals. Good for Ovechkin, gotta say.
Finally not choking in the playoffs, finally. And you just see it's just a different level for Ovechkin. It's like he could smell the gold at the end of the tunnel.
Is it the gold, the light? He could see the light.
He could see the light at the end of the tunnel. See the gold at the end of the rainbow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Something okay. like that. I just put them together because I thought it was just better. It's better together. Yeah, they could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I really think Ovechkin has really vamped up his play. And that team overall just has a lot of talent. Holtby did not even start the playoffs as their goalie. He came in for Grubauer a couple games in. And ever since, he's been a brick wall in goal. But it's going to be one of the best series.
Are we going to talk about the Warriors and Rockets?
Yes, we will. Can I just finish up on the Golden Knights, please?
Sure.
I think it's going to be a great series. I think Fleury-Holtby is a great goaltending matchup, and the teams match up nicely. And I think it could be really exciting. Maybe a game seven. I'm going to say game seven, and the Caps win in seven. Great story for Golden Knights, but a better story for Ovechkin.
We only got a couple minutes left. Gold wants to talk quickly about the Warriors and Rockets. So,
well, I just want to get your thoughts on the ending of our prediction. Warriors.
Warriors in six or seven. Rockets. Yeah, Rockets don't have a chance.
Everyone's gonna blow it up. The Warriors don't have a chance. Andre Iguodala's hurt.
Yeah.
Clay Thompson. Their say is
yeah,
hurt.
They're both
fine.
I'm going Rockets.
I think it depends on Harden's play. If Harden becomes lethal and he's unstoppable, there's a chance, but. Honestly, the Warriors, when they catch fire, it's just too tough to stop. And I don't think the Rockets are talented enough to beat that super team.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say,
the Rockets are forgetting the Warriors are one of the greatest teams ever assembled.
Exactly. So I'm going to say,
greatest teams ever assembled can fail.
Yeah,
obviously.
But they're not.
They could.
All right, just a shot at the Yankees. But I'm going
to
say,
shot at the Yankees. Mike, have to say about the Mets.
I know, we suck.
You.
All right, we get it.
Yeah, we
merchandise
understand.
Line dropping. Champs of April.
Yeah, right. Champs of April merchandise coming out.
I will buy five, please.
All right, so as always, we would like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Trudy, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the Board of Education. Our audience listens every Thursday. Today's producer, Garafa. Today's guest, Jordan Goldenstein and Jason Cerubi. Thank you for joining us. And finally, a very special thank you to the class of 2016 to their very generous donation towards our podcast setup. I'm Ben Dixon alongside Douglas Atuka, Matthew Gold, and Mike Garafa. We will see you next week.